It is time to go to the business news now. Ko Taku Hua in INA, called Nona Peltier, who joins me in the studio. Annual house price inflation has dropped into negative territory for Nona. This must be, wow, must have been a long time since this has happened.
11 years. Okay. So it's a fair while. And, you know, it's not as bad as some were expecting. So the drops were anticipated. The forecast is for a drop of something like maybe 12% over the year, and then a plateau some economists are talking about. But in the meantime, prices are definitely falling in some of the main centres, not all. Auckland is one of the weaker points, but so is Wellington. Christchurch is doing better, and so it depends on where in the in the country. Overall, though, the median price fell to $810,000. And so that's the first time we've seen an annual drop for a while. And I guess it's not the last time we're going to see one.
Okay, still on the subject of housing, a 55-storey apartment development has been greenlit in Auckland Central. I mean, what do we know?
Well, it's a Melbourne-based property company that wants to build it. It's in early-stage development. They have the resource consent. One of the things that's going to be a feature of this particular building is a marketplace on the ground floor. Fewer parking spots than you might expect, and that's partly because it's going to be very near the city rail link that's going in.
And how many apartments do we know?
357. Some of them are going to be family-sized units. Others will be one-bedroom units, so there'll be a mix. And it's sort of developed for the time. So it will have a marketplace on the main floor. It has a bigger footprint on the piece of land than you would normally see. And that's because of this retail development that's going with it. So it's going to have a wellness center and those types of things that you might expect to see in a busy downtown area.
Yeah. Early days, but you know what price point they're aiming at?
It depends. So on the lower end, you know, the one bedrooms will probably be for those young urban professionals. Otherwise, in the old days known as yuppies, these days known as yogo.
Yeah. And have they put a price on them? No
price. At this point, in fact, they don't even know how much it's going to cost to build this particular structure. And that's because they don't have a building partner yet. Really early days. I think the price that I saw earlier, an indicative price, I think is over $664 million is what they're aiming at, but it could be more.
Okay, and what news do you have of the markets today, Nona?
So the market, it rose 8 points. That's still in positive territory to 11,760, and that's the NZX Top 50 Index. Dollar is also stronger today, and that's mostly because the U.S. dollar tanked overnight after inflation data was not as strong as some were expecting, which means that the U.S. Federal Reserve might not need to hike interest rates as quite as high at 63.9 U.S. cents, 90.4 Australian, and 52.4 British pence.
Thanks, Nona. Ka kite. Nona Peltier there with Business News.